So part three of taking the words and rising up higher. You rise up higher as you take the words and you split them. The very thing that CERN is doing with all those billions of dollars trying to get down to the smallest particle, you can do by just splitting the words into parts. Another way you can do the see the unseen is take a word and do the anagram. One example would be heart. H-E-A-R-T. Now, the word heart, if you just write it on a piece of paper, it has a lot deeper meaning than just what you're looking at. And I'm getting ready to show it to you as I'm going down the highway. I don't have a piece of paper on my... I'm driving 60 miles an hour, so I'm recording this as I'm driving down the highway. Really, I'm doing 75. I need to slow down. So anyway, H-E-A-R-T. Now, what is A-R-T? Art. What is he? He, him, it, that one over there. Jesus, we handled him, we touched him, we saw him. That eternal life. He, him, that eternal life. So he, art, H-E-A-R-T, right? So what does that mean? God's artwork. Your heart is God's art. He's trying to give you a soft heart through the trials of life. He's trying to teach you to have compassion and love, you know. And empathy and all that. Now, if you look at the word heart, you can also break it down with H, which is eternal. H is the number 8, eternity. A ladder to heaven, right? Eternity. H. And you see what? E-A-R. Your heart is where you hear from. You actually hear stuff in your heart. You see here. And you see T is the cross, right? Your ear. E-A-R is ear. But you also see H-E-A-R, you hear. Your heart is how you hear. In other words, if your heart ain't right, you can't hear me. If your heart ain't right, you can't hear the gospel. If your heart ain't right, you can't admit you're a sinner. If your heart ain't right, you can't hear Jack. If your heart ain't right, you don't have ear to hear. Hello? So when you go up to a door and you look out the peephole, that peephole is in the heart of the door. Let me say it slowly so you can hear me. I know it's hard to think outside the program. When you walk up to a door and you look through the peephole, you can only see outside through the heart of the door. So if your heart ain't right, you can't see. If your heart's not right, you can't see. If your heart is not right, you cannot see. That's why the peephole's at the heart of the door. So you got H-E-A-R-T. Now, move the letters around a little bit. T-E-A-R, tears. You got hear, you got ear, you got tears. You got tear. So some people have a hard heart, some people have a soft heart. The letter H is eternity.
There's a stalled vehicle ahead.
The letter H is eternity, the letter E is the spirit, the letter A is the blood, the letter R. It's royalty, regal. The letter T is the cross. So it's all about your heart. And there's too many Bible verses that talk about the heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life, right? If you get your heart right, everything else lines up, starts to get right. If you get your heart right, everything else is going to get right. Let's see if we can break it down some more. Let's see. I'm going down the highway, so it's hard to do it without paper. If you move that letter H to the end, you got the earth. So what is the heart of God? The earth. The people on the earth. The humans on the earth. There's your heart. There's the heart of God. He's trying to get you born again through the process. The devil's trying to keep you deceived and delusions and hell bound. It's all about the heart. So when you take a word and you do the anagram, and also you break each little part, he, and so R is to be, T is the cross. Somebody else might see something I can't see with that word, and no matter how you break it apart, you're going to see a storyline. So here's the secret to doing anagrams and breaking words into parts. It shows the storyline. It's a piece of the whole storyline. And if you do this long enough, you'll say, oh, by just breaking words into parts, I see the whole truth about what the Bible's trying to tell you. Get your heart right. Have an ear to hear. Run to the cross. Listen to the message of the cross. Eternal life. The letter E is spirit. The EA is EA Sports is in the game. Now, what's that about? So you got H, eternal. You got EA. And you got RT. So EA Sports is in the game. That's facing off with somebody. You face off with life and troubles and all kinds of stuff in life, right? And so that face-to-face turning is like a sport. It's like two wrestlers wrestling, or boxers, or tennis players, or whatever. You're facing off and you're getting better. As you face off with somebody else, you're getting stronger and better and wiser and all that good stuff. EA Sports is in the game. And if you look at EA Sports is in the game, I don't remember the symbol, but there's going to be red and blue somewhere along the line, because it's a red versus blue game. And no matter how you unfold it, you're going to see the same storyline everywhere all the time. So when those aliens were reconfiguring her mind with a certain way of thinking, language, or whatever you want to call it, she was starting to see past time. She was starting to see past the surface. And it's such a miracle. It's so amazing. It's so bizarro land that everybody, when you first start to see it, you think you're going crazy, but you keep going and everybody else tries to lock you up, put you in a funny farm, because you see something they don't see, and they're going to be jealous because you can see something they don't see, you know? My main squeeze, my only squeeze really, she said, she told me yesterday or sometime, she said when, I think it was Stephen was being stoned, the people that were stoning him, was it people, probably his family or people in his own community that loved him? So the reason, if your own brethren, okay, so let's say you raise up with some people, and you get born again, and the people who don't get born again think you're crazy, and there might be your own family who come after you and attack you, try to lock you up, put you in jail. It might be a spouse, it might be anybody. And so you really get, you get to a point where how can you love your enemy when they're really not your enemy? Forgive them. They know not what they do. You, at one time, y'all were yoked up in a family or a home or a house. And as bad as things are getting there, people might have to start moving in with each other again. Two families might have to live in one house before long, as bad as it's getting. But anyway, and the Spanish people do that already and save money and pay cash for a house. But anyway, long story short, EA Sports is in the game, and you learn through that process to love people, to have compassion, empathy, and all that. And when Stephen and Jesus were being put to death by their own people, he came unto his own received him not. They were being put to death by their own people. They loved them because they used to be fellowshipping with them, you know. Imagine Jesus as a kid, nobody was trying to put him on the cross. But when he started speaking truth to the Pharisees and the legalists and the Jezebels, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. Somebody needs to start a trend on that. Instead of say main squeeze, they need to say only squeeze. My only squeeze instead of main squeeze. Somebody needs to start that trend. Because if you say main squeeze, that means there's other squeezes out there, and that's just not right. If you don't have an only squeeze, why do you have multiple? I mean, how could it be your main? It's just, you already know what I'm saying. It makes no sense. How can you have a good relationship if it's not one-to-one, loyal, you know, dependable, loyal, faithful? I don't want to get sidetracked off my message. You got to have some trust, you know, and if people are acting stupid, you lose trust, you lose loyalty, and you lose... What's the purpose of a relationship? Should be for life, for long term, for longevity, to help each other. It's a rough world, you know. Back to what I was saying. So the words, you break the word heart into parts. You break any word into parts. You break it into parts to see the whole. And so no matter how you slice it, once you break and cut the pizza into individual pieces, you see the whole. The parts make the whole, and the whole make the parts. And so you start to see the fractal hologram. So by her in that movie being taught another language, or another way to see the language would be a better way to say it. She was taught how to see language in a different way. She could see past time, and she could see the fractal hologram that everything is happening now. Everything is happening now. Everything is repeating. Everything is cycling. Everything is just always happening. It's always happening. The same storyline's happening. Source never changes. So the source never changes. God never changes. Jesus never changes. So what does that mean? When you face off with God, you face off with Jesus, you're going to change. He's not going to change. And so when you read his Bible, his word, what's going to happen? You're going to change. He ain't going to change. You're going to change. Hello? That's the deal, people. That is the real deal. Source never changes. The Bible never changes. The truth never changes. And so what happens? You have to change. You have to admit you were wrong. And it's a good thing. It's actually good to be humble. Lord, I was wrong. Please forgive me. Lord, I don't understand this. Please help me. You have to realize when I started out, I didn't know the Old Testament from the New. And when I attacked chapter 6 of Hebrews, that's a tough one. And there's like 5 different passages that are really hard to understand. There's one passage that was talking about the baptism, some kind of baptism from the first earth to the new earth. Noah went through the baptism, and I didn't understand. I asked this preacher on the Yahoo chat one time who knew the Bible. He said, "That's exactly what you're talking about." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "When you talk about walking in the Spirit." I said, "Oh, so the symbology is you die. The old earth has to die. The old you has to die." And so Noah took the boat through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a type and shadow. Water means nothing. It's the type. I don't care if you go get baptized a million times. You got to be baptized in the Spirit. The water is just water, but it can symbolize something. It symbolizes new birth, the new birth. So when he took the boat away out of the old earth into the new earth, it symbolized the new life. And what is the new life? Walking in the Spirit, in love and truth and joy and peace and goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, joy, all that stuff. And then when you really digest it and it becomes a part of you, people are like, "Are you fake? Is this real? Are you real? Is this real or fake? Friend or foe?" Because when you're really out to help people, I just went to the gas station over there in whatever city I was in, South Carolina, somewhere. And it was a 7-Eleven store. And I came out of the bathroom. There's one guy working there by himself. I said, "Man, I appreciate you keeping that bathroom clean. You're doing a good job. It's a good service." He said, he said something. "Oh yeah, that's what we do. Thank you," or whatever. "That's what we do here," or something like that. But he was gung-ho about keeping that place looking good. It's nice to go into a convenience store and the bathroom is completely clean. Come on now. That's a plus. And people like that run that, you have to give them some kudos that they're willing to clean up the mess that people make, you know? Give them some kudos in that situation, if that's even a word. I used to hate that word, but now I understand that it's okay to say that word. Kudos to you if you're a servant leadership. Kudos to you if you're a servant follower as a woman. The servant leader as the man, the servant follower as the woman. Kudos. I'm not gaining anything from this channel or this upload. It's not monetized or anything. This is all free. And people take my stuff, steal it, and make money off it. I don't care. As long as the word gets out there. I spent so many years just digging in the Word, being filled with the Word.
Continue on I-85 South for 91 miles.
You just don't know. It's wild stuff. I accidentally turned my lights off. I got this rental car and I put my foot up on the dash. I have to cut the lights back on. Put my foot up on the dash and turn all the lights out on the dashboard. Anyway, long story short, I know I say that a lot, but deal with it. If you take the language, you break it into parts, you respell words, do the anagram, and look at it from different angles. You can do what CERN does. And you can actually see deeper than CERN because you're looking at the words. Jesus is the Word. The words reveal everything. If somebody says, "Well, the truth is gematria." No, you have to use words to describe numbers. You have to use words to describe anything. Describe, off-scribble, off-scribe. You might get some truths from some numbers, but you're not going to get the whole truth. You're going to have to give some words break it into parts, compare it with scripture, get the whole pie. And if you really want to know the whole pie, just read Ephesians. And chapter 4 tells you there's many parts of the body to edify the body, building each other up, you know. Building the body up. Many parts make the whole. If you're out there listening to me and you feel isolated or separate, go find a local church that's, even if they're legalists, just get healed, get healthy, find your local church and find your group, do a faith group, do a faith. If you can't find a church that's not a legalist, create you a Facebook page or something, you know. Create a Facebook or something. And take that Facebook page and filter it and make sure you don't get some crazy people on it. Try to get some normal people. Because I promise you, if you get 10,000 people on a page, it's going to go crazy. So try to make it a small group or something. Make it a small group. Oh, I'm really tired. Going for 13 hours. I've been going for 13 hours, so if you really want to know the whole pie, what this place is, see, I wanted to know the truth from a child. If you really want the whole truth, now if you just sought pleasure your whole life, if all you've been thinking about is pleasure, 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 you're going to have a paradigm shift that's off the roof. You're going to have to start to give up some things and sacrifice. If you want the truth, you're going to have to sacrifice just like it for anything else. Whatever you want is going to be some sacrifice. One faith, one Lord, one baptism, and you should have one squeeze. I know that sounds crazy, but I've been up for 13 hours working all day, so you had to bear with me. And if you don't have that special person, then you need to find your local church and walk in agape love and let the body of Christ build up, you know, build you up. And to be honest with you, when you really focus on just the body of Christ, when you really just focus, if your heart's really right towards the body of Christ, building up the body, whether it's giving out the gospel, edifying, whatever, praying for, whatever. And I'm not talking about people say, I'll pray for you, and they never do. I'm talking about really praying for somebody. And you get around people that are really saved, it's going to change your life. And there's no perfect job, perfect church, perfect group. There's no human's perfect. And the legalists, even the legalists, when the legalists are attacking you, they're not even perfect. They're going to put up some kind of rule-based living, rule, law, works, levels, ranks, ratings that they can't even keep. The legalist is going to put you under so much law and works and levels and grades and ranks and ratings, and you can't even keep it. I mean, excuse me. They want you to keep it, but they can't even keep it.
Welcome to Georgia.
That's what I'm talking about. It's all a big facade out here. You better keep up with the rules. You better keep up and be perfect. Nobody's perfect. And they're always pushing you, too. On a job to be perfect, and they're not even perfect, and the customer's pushing you to be perfect, and they're not even perfect. Nobody's perfect except for one, that's Jesus. holy, high and lifted up, separate from sinners. But the heart is where it's at, people. Break it into word, you know, there's probably a part of it I missed because I'm going down the highway, but break the word heart into pieces and put all the puzzle pieces back together. Take all the pieces, write them all on a piece of paper, put the letter H up here, H-E-A-R. Take one sheet of paper and put them all over the paper and then connect the puzzle pieces and you'll see the picture. So that's how it works. So when those aliens were retraining her brain, breaking words into parts, separating them, connecting the dots, seeing the whole. So you take the parts, break it into parts, connect the dots, and you see a big picture. It's really wild. If you could ever get there, it would be worth it. It would change your life. It would really change your life. You would actually see that this is a simulation. It's a simulated training program. And that training program is designed to give you a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit, a new soul, and to heal you. It's all about healthy and whole and longevity. Wholeness, to heal. Video 3, I reckon.